Megastructures. Built to be big. In many parts of the world, there are huge, complex structures called megastructures. These megastructures can have different sizes, shapes, and purposes. Some were built in ancient times, and others are modern-day structures. Whenever they were built, though, it would have been a challenging task. Megastructures cannot be built by one person alone. Many people have to work together to build them. People with different skills, especially skills in maths and science. But the building of megastructures also needs people who can solve problems and overcome challenges. It needs people who can think in a different way. Every megastructure is built for a reason, and by studying them, it is possible to learn a great deal about the people who have worked so hard to build these amazing structures. Huge carvings on Mount Rushmore, South Dakota, U.S. Leonardo da Vinci once designed a bridge that would have been many kilometers long. Ancient megastructures. The Great Pyramid. The pyramids that the ancient Egyptians built to bury their kings are the oldest megastructures in the world. The largest of these is the Great Pyramid, which amazingly still stands today. The Great Pyramid was built of heavy limestone blocks, and history says it took 100,000 builders 20 years to build it. No one really knows exactly how pyramids were built, especially this one. How were the Egyptians able to get the huge limestone blocks to the top? Some people think that mud ramps were built next to the pyramid, and that the blocks were dragged up them. However they were built, it would have been a great challenge and an amazing feat. Today, although they have been worn away in some places, many of the pyramids are still standing. Could the pyramids have been built like this? The Roman Aqueduct. The Romans also built megastructures that have survived to this day. Roman towns needed a huge supply of clean water. As the towns got bigger, it became too hard to get the clean water they needed from the rivers, especially since the rivers were often polluted. People who drank the local river water often got sick or died. To solve the problem, the Romans began making long stone channels to carry fresh, clean water from the hills into the town. These structures were called aqueducts, and it was very challenging to build them. They mostly ran underground, so the Romans had to dig through hard rock. In places where the water had to cross low-lying areas, such as riverbeds, the Romans built high walls with channels in them to keep the water flowing at the correct speed. A Roman aqueduct. The Great Wall of China. The Great Wall of China is one of the greatest ancient megastructures in the world. It was built by the ancient Chinese people for the purpose of defense. The wall winds up and down and across deserts, grasslands, and mountains like a gigantic dragon. It stretches about 21,196 kilometers across China. It was built mainly by hand from dirt, stones, and wood. Because so much material was needed to build the wall, the builders used things they found in the environment: stones from the mountains, reeds from the desert, and earth from the plains. In some places, the blocks were held together with a mixture of sticky white rice and lime mortar. Satellite image of the Great Wall of China. The Great Wall is this orange line running from top to bottom. Modern megastructures. Hong Kong, Zhuhai, Macau Bridge. China is home to some of the world's most spectacular bridges. One of these is the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge, which is truly an amazing modern megastructure. This bridge is the longest sea-crossing bridge ever built, It spans 55 kilometers and includes a 35.58 kilometer bridge to tunnel structure. The tunnel portion is about 6.75 kilometers long. The bridge reduces the journey time between the three cities from 3 hours to 30 minutes. This makes it easier for goods produced by factories on the west side to be exported from airports and seaports on the east side. The location and structure of the bridge have been carefully thought out to protect the Chinese white dolphin and the marine environment as much as possible. The bridge builders had to overcome some of the most difficult challenges they had ever met. This incredible megastructure is now successfully built to withstand a magnitude 8 earthquake and super typhoons, and should be in use still for 120 years. The artificial island of the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge. Central Bank of Kuwait Headquarters. The Chinese are able to complete some amazing feats of architecture, engineering, and art. These skills are recognized around the world. It is usually the Chinese companies that are chosen by different governments to build megastructures for them. One of these is the Central Bank of Kuwait headquarters. This 235-meter-tall building is built in the shape of a boat's sail. The total area of the site is 25,872 square meters. The tower includes 8 gates so that people can enter and exit from all sides of the building. It has a multi-story car park with space for 1,264 cars. In the building, there are meeting halls, a cafeteria, a theater, and a museum. There were many challenges in building this structure, one of these being the need for tight security. This megastructure is valued at around $406 million. An image of the building is shown at the Kuwait Five Diner Note, which shows how important it is to the people of Kuwait. The Kingda Ka, a roller coaster megastructure. The Kingda Ka in New Jersey is the world's tallest, second fastest roller coaster. It climbs a tower nearly 139 meters high, but it doesn't climb slowly. It shoots up the tower like a rocket speeding through space. At its fastest, it goes at 206 kilometers per hour. Building the Kingda Ka was not easy. One of the biggest challenges when building a roller coaster is making sure that it is safe. For instance, how do the cars stay on the track when they are upside down? For the Kingda Ka, a huge challenge was to make sure that the cars wouldn't roll backwards if they couldn't reach the top of the tower. To solve this problem, the cars have special brakes that can slowly bring the cars back down. 139 meters in the air and 206 kilometers per hour. The Storm Surge Barrier. In the Netherlands, land is precious. More than half of the country is below sea level, and at one time, much of the land was underwater. For centuries, the people of the Netherlands have been battling water problems. Storm surges and high sea levels cause the land to flood, so people have built giant barriers to hold back the ocean. The largest barrier today is the new waterway storm surge barrier. This structure has massive gates built to protect people against deadly flooding. Normally, the gates are open, letting ships pass through. When there is a bad storm, however, the huge movable arms swing shut to keep storm surges from coming inland. There were many problems when building the barrier. For one, the ocean floor was not strong enough to hold the barrier's weight. So, large mats, like mattresses, were filled with sand and gravel and placed under the structure to keep it from sinking. A section of the huge barrier wall. The Itaipu Dam. In South America, there is a huge dam called the Itaipu Dam. It was built to generate power for Brazil and Paraguay. This dam is so large that it has been called one of the 7 wonders of the modern world. One of the main problems during the construction process was building the dam in exactly the right place. So, tens of thousands of workers actually moved the route of the Paraná River, one of the biggest rivers in the world. They moved 44 million tons of rock and dirt to make a new channel for the river to run through, and then built the dam on the dry riverbed where the river had been. This megastructure is the 2nd largest hydroelectric dam in the world. It is about the height of a 75-story building. Deluge from the Itaipu Dam. The Petronas Towers. In Malaysia stand 2 of the tallest buildings in the world. They are the Petronas Towers, full of offices, as well as shopping and entertainment areas. The 2 towers are connected by a double-decker sky bridge, 42 stories above the ground. There were many challenges in building these towers. One of the first was anchoring the towers to the ground. To find solid ground under the soil, the workers had to dig down over 120 meters and then fill the hole with concrete. Another challenge was placing the sky bridge high up between the towers. It had to be built on the ground first and then lifted up. It took 3 days just to lift it. Over 452 meters tall. The Channel Tunnel. The Channel Tunnel connects the countries of France and England underwater. This tunnel is actually 3 separate tubes that carry people, vehicles, and freight trains from one country to the other. For centuries, people had been trying to find a way to build a tunnel under this stretch of water, but there were always problems. One was finding rock that went all the way across because the tunnel had to stay on solid rock. After years of trying, a route was finally figured out. Workers started boring through the rock at each end, eventually meeting near the middle. It took around 15,000 workers 7 years to complete. On just the English side of the tunnel, about 3.9 square kilometers of chalk and rubble were removed to build it. The Channel Tunnel is so amazing that some people think it is another of the 7 wonders of the modern world. Tunnel train at Waterloo Station, England. The megastructures in the future. People have built megastructures for thousands of years, with creative thinkers such as engineers using their skills to make them possible. In the future, what new megastructures will people dream of, and what challenges will there be to overcome? Will people want to build bigger, taller, longer, deeper megastructures? What challenges will there be in the future to overcome so that new megastructures can be built safely and last for centuries? Ancient people built the first amazing megastructures. Just imagine how much more amazing the megastructures of the future will be. What megastructures might we invent in the future? Index. Central Bank of Kuwait Headquarters. Ancient Egyptians. Aqueduct. Brazil. Channel Tunnel. Earthquake. Engineers. England. France. Great Pyramid. Great Wall of China. Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge. Hydroelectric Dam. Itaipu Dam. King Daka. Leonardo da Vinci. Mount Rushmore. Netherlands, the. New Jersey. Ocean Floor. Paraguay. Petronas Towers. Romans. Science. 7 wonders of the modern world. South America. storm surge barrier.